Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN local news. Trafficking drug and firearm charges were filed against a Whiteville area man last Monday after a raid on Sycamore Lane. Thurman Delane Jenrette is under $150,000 secure bond, charged for trafficking cocaine, felony sale of marijuana, possession of a stolen firearm, and other charges. Look for more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Firefighters dealt with a grass fire at the scene of a previous structure fire this past Wednesday on Crusoe Island. The home in the 2800 block had no power when it was destroyed by fire January 24th. Fire Marshal Shannon Blackman said there were no 911 calls about the blaze until 2 days later. Paul Rockenbach is the new police chief for the city of Whiteville. City Council announced last Tuesday that the former Columbus County Sheriff's Detective will take the reins after Doug Ipock retires at the end of this month. In state news, Governor Josh Stein is expected to make an announcement today regarding Hurricane Helene recovery efforts in North Carolina. President Donald Trump ordered MRE resources from the Army Corps of Engineers and federal agencies to western North Carolina last week. Stein and former Governor Roy Cooper were widely criticized after saying all needs were being met by the Biden administration just weeks prior to Trump's announcement. In the meantime, victims of Hurricanes Matthew and Florence in eastern North Carolina are still awaiting relief years after the storms. Stop orders were issued on hundreds of projects in recent weeks, leaving some homes unfinished. Pryor Gibson, the newest director of the scandal-ridden North Carolina Office of Resilience and Recovery, told legislators last Wednesday that contractors are still working. Representative Brendan Jones of Columbus County then showed Gibson an email instructing contractors to cease repair work. Gibson said he had no answers. A key figure in the investigation into former Columbus County Sheriff Jody Green resigned last week. U.S. Eastern District Attorney Mike Easley Jr. announced he is leaving the post. No charges have ever been filed against Green by the state of North Carolina or federal courts. The U.S. Attorney's Office did not immediately return a request for comment about the status of the investigation into Green. And here's a couple of events coming up. Southeastern Community College will host the Youth Leadership Summit on Wednesday, February 12th. Special guest will be Miss North Carolina's teen, Cameron Hollowell. She will lead a meet-and-greet session, and activities will focus on resume building and personal branding. There will be workshops to help prepare seniors for joining the global workforce. You can go to sccnc.edu for more information. And the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina will host a pop-up market this Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon at West Columbus High School in Cerro Gordo. There are no income residency or ID requirements. For more information, go to foodbankcenc.org. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.